More sexual assault allegations are being levelled against Abbé Pierre. Now, he's a once-respected religious figure, and Dipti's been looking through all the newspapers to digest it for us. Dipti.
Yeah, that's right, Stuart. Once respected, that's really the key word there, because Abbé Pierre died in 2007 at the age of 94, and he did have a sort of mythical aura about him, at least for people here in France. He was a Capuchin monk who gave away his inheritance at the age of 18. He was part of the French resistance during the Second World War. He, later on in the later years, he had a pretty prominent political career, and he became an emblem of Christian self-sacrifice, especially after founding the Emmaüs movement, a charity for the homeless and the poor here in France. He also backed France's Resto du Coeur, that's a very famous soup kitchen, a series of soup kitchens here. He was admired in that respect for his selflessness and his charity until July, that is, the Emmaüs Foundation itself, the one that he created, revealed allegations made by several women who accused him of touching their breasts, of unwanted kisses. And then last week on Friday, 17 more people came forward with even more serious crimes leveled against him, essentially accusing Abbé Pierre of having behaved like a sexual predator, not just towards women, but also girls. So this is a report that we have published on our website, a video report that really gives you a summary of what this story is about and how important this man is was to France. Now, what happened on Monday is that Radio France, the investigative unit there, actually revealed documents showing that the Catholic Church and Emmaüs were aware of these allegations as early as the 1950s, and that there was this active effort to cover it up in order to preserve his reputation. To give you one example of those allegations published on the website of Radio France, you have handwritten letters here by Souther Marshall, an American student who had organized a month-long U.S. trip for Abbé Pierre. He wrote in 1955 that he had seen the Abbé Pierre behaving, quote, like an individual. Abbé Pierre wrote to him, warning him to stop meddling and warning that if he did continue meddling, his response would be, quote, brutal and surgical. So you also see this element of intimidation and threats on the part of Abbé Pierre when those sexual abuse allegations came to light. The Huffington Post today reports that in light of all this damning accusations and allegations leveled against Abbé Pierre, his name will be removed, first of all, from the Abbé Pierre Foundation, but also from Emmaüs. The Abbé Pierre Center in Normandy will also close definitively. And the Post also reports that here in Paris, a garden bearing his name will be renamed. Other cities have also followed suit. So the backlash against once a man considered France's most revered figure has been very swift.
Still in France, Dominique Pellicot, a man accused of drugging his wife for several years and then filming her being raped by dozens of men, was due to testify at his trial this Tuesday. Just been told in my ear, in fact, that that's been put off because he's not well. But obviously the trial is still ongoing, Dipti.
Yeah, that's right. He wasn't actually in court on Monday because of health reasons, but as a psychologist did testify against him. Now, this trial has been really become kind of international news. It's been really picked up by a lot of the media, mainly, and thanks in part to the fact that the trial is open to the public. This at the request of the victim, Gisèle, who is Dominique Pellicot's ex-wife. Dominique Pellicot is accused of having sedated his wife over several years and then inviting men to rape her while filming it. And we're talking about dozens and dozens of men over the space of about 10 years. Police 4 years ago fortuitously caught him for filming up skirts and found a folder at his home with a file, with files of his wife's rapes, which she says, which she does not recollect at all. So he was due to testify this Tuesday. As I said, on Monday, a psychologist testified to his personality, describing him as someone with, quote, a tenacious sexuality, suffering from split personality, described as self-centered, quick-tempered, and fearsome, equating the rapes to fantasies of necrophilia.
Finally from Titi, Paris, the lovely, wonderful mascots that we've just grown to love over the last few months from the Olympics and Paralympics. Some are enchanting the fans, and they're disappearing, aren't they?
Well, they've said goodbye, or at least they were saying goodbye to the last of the Paralympians leaving the French capital on Monday. We've seen them everywhere this summer, Stuart, trying their hand at Olympic sports, rubbing shoulders with Snoop Dogg, dancing, tripping, falling hilariously. Now, as I said, they said goodbye to the last of the Paralympians yesterday in a video published by Huffington Post. This is at Paris's Gare du Nord. Dancing, getting a rapturous welcome there, or goodbye if you like. They also became a viral marketing success for the Olympic organizers, adding much needed cuteness and cheeriness to the world. Not bad for a mascot that was derisively compared to a clitoris, you might remember, when it was first unveiled in 2022. Sorry.
I quite like it. It's quite cute. Apparently there are calls for it to come back for the Winter Olympics, which Paris is one. You never, you could just see one skiing, couldn't you? Dipti, thanks a lot. Dipti with the papers on France 24. More news in just a few seconds.